Blog Talk Radio.
She fell in love with my blue eyes,
but that love is dead.
Yeah.
Been wearing old contacts, now my eyes are all red.
Girl,
why'd I run out of contacts? I see nothing clear. Itchy eyes, old lenses, I can't hold back my tears. Never run out of contacts.
Get free expedited shipping on all app orders. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision. Inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio. And I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only I would like for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. You can check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Any info you need. You need info about the blog, the radio show, you want to be a guest on Thoughts for Vision, you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, whatever needs. Go to my website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. If you are listening to this show by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, whatever means, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Just letting you know that I wrote my blog for the month of May. The title of May's blog post is titled A Reminder to Surrender. So I welcome you if you have yet to check out the blog for the month of May. Welcome you once again to go to the website, jackieap.com. Click on the link that's leading you to the blog. And I welcome you to check out the blog that I've written this past Friday. It's a great reminder to just surrender to God, because He knows what's best for us. And sometimes we get carried away with what our own plans is and what we want to do when God has plans for us. So be willing to surrender to what God has for you. So definitely check out that blog that I wrote this past Friday, and let it bless your life. Today's topic: put your trust in God. Once again, today's topic: put your trust in God. Can you say that you're doing that in your life? I mean, there's so many choices out there in where we can place our trust. Some place it in people, some place it in things. Some place it in their present circumstances. So many choices out there for where to put your trust. But when you think about it, the only real trust that we have is in God. We can trust Him with our whole life, with our ins, with our outs, with our stops, with our starts. You can trust them with every area of our life. And a mistake that we can make sometimes is placing our trust in everything else. I mean, anything else can fail. It can fail. We may be disappointed. Things may not go our way. We can get into a big mess when we place our trust in other things. But I ask you on today, what do you trust in? Because God knows us better than we know ourselves. He carries us in the palm of his hand each and every day. Cares about what we're struggling with, what we're going through. Sometimes life can really weigh us down. The trials and the tribulations can really be a lot for us to deal with. But the problem is trusting in everything else but God. Even trusting in ourselves too much. Seems like sometimes when we come up to a serious situation, we want to try to figure it out. Sometimes that's our first inkling, is to try to rack our own brains and try to figure it out, try to work it out. And but the problem is doing that first and not really consulting God about the problem. Sometimes we can get a little too trapped in relying on our own selves or relying on other people. And not that he doesn't have people in your lives that where you can talk to and help, and you know, that's not what I mean, that you can't ever go to someone when you're in need or anything like that. But I'm just saying, always, it's always your first response. Sometimes that's the first response, to try to handle it ourselves or to try to get on the phone and talk to somebody. But the first person that we got to trust and rely on is God. Some of you out there may be really struggling with something. You may feel like you're at your wit's end. You're in a situation right now that you just don't know how you're going to get out of it. But please know, God is the way out. God will see you through every and any situation. Through any situation. We can trust Him in anything. If you have any comments about today's topic, I welcome you to call in. The call-in number is area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call-in number, area code 347-202-0909. Or you can come into the chat room as well. Come to blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can come in the chat room too and make your comments as well. Where do you put your trust? That's a good question, but a good answer. God is there for you in good times and in bad. You know how sometimes you can have those fair weather friends, as they say. See, they're there with you when everything is good, but the first sign of trouble, they bolt on you. I'm going to read Psalms 118:8. I'm reading this from the King James Version. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. The problem is putting all of your trust in people. Like I said, not that you can't talk to them, share with them, you know, that he created us for a relationship as well, but put your full trust, though, in man is where things can start to break down. And we really can't trust, like I said, in our own mind either. We can't, you know, get to trying to handle too much stuff on our own either. Reading Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." So you can't even rely on our own understanding, because, I mean, think about it. God's foolishness, if there's even such a thing, if that's even possible for God to be foolish. But God's foolishness is better, way better, than our greatest thought. Our greatest thought doesn't even compare to God's foolish thought. Bible talks about how his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. His ways are so much more higher than our ways can ever be. Have you really took the time out to really seek God for guidance? Or does life get in the way? The circumstances get in the way. The friends and family members get in the way. Does you yourself get in the way? Some of us really need to take every opportunity possible to seek God in all of his ways. Really get into God's word and learn. Learn about God and how much he loves you and cares for you. God cares about every area of your life. I don't care whether it seems mundane or it's something that's a big issue. It doesn't matter. He even cares about The little things. I mean, every area of your life, he cares about. He wants us to delight ourselves in him. He will give us the desires of our heart. I mean, that's the condition right there. It's people pay attention to, oh, he'll give me my desires, but there's a condition there. And the condition is to delight ourselves in him. And if we delight ourselves in him, he will place the desires in us. He will place desires in us. As we get closer and closer to him, get to know him and grow to love him. There's not an area of our lives that he is not concerned about. He cares about it all. He cares about our whole life. Can trust him with everything and anything that we do. mean, times are going to get hard. You know, we're going to go through trials and tribulations. That's just a given. And even as we struggle and go through hard times, He is there with us. We may not always feel good, but please know, even in the midst of struggle, He is there. He's there. All you got to do is reach out to Him and ask Him to help you. Ask Him for strength and guidance and direction. And He will do just that. Each and every time. Do you trust God? Can you clearly say that you trust God with everything? I mean, take the time to really seek Him. I mean, really seek Him. Seek all of Him. Because He desires to have a close relationship with you. He wants to have a relationship with us. You know, not us just being wishy-washy and being in one day and out the next, but He really desires to have a relationship with you. Put your trust in God today. With that, that is all I have to say about the topic. I hope what I've said today has truly, truly blessed your life. I'm going to end today's show with a song that I'm sure you all know really well. And I'm playing this in honor of a beautiful young lady who passed on this Monday. Her name is Tisa Willis. She sung in the West Angeles Church of God in Christ Choir, and she sung with the Kurt Carr Singers. And I'm definitely going to leave you because she sung part lead on this really popular song. And I just want to leave you with this on today because it's really fitting also to the topic on today. Even as we're going through our struggles, we can trust God to always be there with us, okay? I'm going to leave you with this song. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to Thoughts for Vision Radio Show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful rest of the week. And I will see you on the radio Tuesday. Take care and God bless.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy.